Welcome back, everyone. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Brian Westbrook. Eagles 29, Cleveland 10. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the offense beginning with Carson Wentz. First drive, Brian, 4 of 5, 57 yards, 19-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Matthews. Your thoughts on what you saw from Wentz?
Well, coming into the game, you're saying you have a rookie quarterback going against a veteran defensive coordinator that last year against Jameis Winston had guys coming from all different directions, and he really thoroughly confused Jameis Winston. And so you're thinking that same type of thing he's going to throw at Carson Wentz. But the truth is that Carson Wentz stepped into the huddle, stepped to the line of scrimmage, understood where the defense was coming from with the blitz and things like that, and delivered the ball with poise. And as the game continued to go on, that first series, it started with confidence and it ended with confidence. That's what you want to see from your starting quarterback.
You know, what surprised me was not that he was calm, cool, and collected. I think what surprised me the most, Brian, is that he didn't really seem to have to adjust to the tempo of the game. There weren't passes way behind receivers or sailing or late decisions. He seemed like he caught up to the tempo right away.
One of the things that you always wondered about as far as a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach is how are they going to mesh and gel together as a unit, collective unit, those two at the beginning of football games. And I think Doug did a great job of making sure that Carson had nice, easy confidence-building throws so that they can move the ball down the field, but also something easy. He's not taking seven-step drops, getting hit by guys rushing off the edge. Doug said three-step drops, get the ball out of his hands, make easy decisions for yourself, and I think Carson did a great job delivering.
And we saw Carson at the line of scrimmage setting the protection, changing the protection, changing the plays. What does that tell you?
That tells me that, first of all, he's a good film study. He knows what the defense is doing, and that comes only from film study. Doug did a great job of teaching them, listen, if this guy's coming down here, we want to run the ball to the other side. If he comes down on the left, we want to run the ball to the right. That means that you're learning. You understand what you're looking for. Your coach is telling you what you're looking for, and you're actually doing it on the field. So many times as a player, you hear it in the classroom, you do it well in practice, but then in the game time, you forget everything. For Carson Wentz, everything slowed down. He did a great job yesterday.
Now, it was obviously more than Carson Wentz. The other 10 players had to do their jobs for this offense to work. So let's talk about some of those units. Offensive line, Brian. Some times during the game where it was a little slow offensively, the running game not there. But then you look up, and the Eagles had more than 400 total yards of offense, 133 on the ground, 5.7 yards per carry. Your thoughts on the offensive line?
Well, I think the offensive line, at the beginning, you're right, they did start a little bit slow. As the game went on, they did a much better job of setting their pads, blowing guys off of the ball, and allowing Ryan Matthews to find some space in the run game. But again, it's the first game of the season, first time with a rookie quarterback. I think the offensive line did start slow, but I think they progress as the game goes on, and that's the most important thing. You have to continue to get better as the game goes on, and I think as the season goes on, they'll continue to get better.
And a group that has been maligned for the last year plus, the wide receivers, came to play on Sunday. Jordan Matthews targeted 14 times. He had 7 catches, 100-plus yards, a touchdown. Nelson Aguilar, 4-57, and a touchdown, 35 yards. And then the tight ends also contributing. Brian, I mean, that's a great confidence-building game for a group that I think really needed it.
Well, we hadn't seen Jordan Matthews play inside or outside in this offense all offseason, and even in the preseason. We didn't see very much from Nelson Aguilar as in the preseason goes. And so there was a lot of questions there. Did they have enough time? Did they have enough reps with Carson Wentz? But what we saw yesterday, even against Pro Bowl caliber cornerbacks and Joe Hayden, was these guys, they can get open. They can make the plays and catch the football. The other thing we saw was that Carson Wentz is willing to air the ball out deep to these guys, and I think that's very important as far as setting defenses up and making them respect your deep ball.
And then finally, Brian, I thought I would see kind of Andy Reid offense 2.0, because this is, of course, what we've all thought. Doug Peterson's offense would be very similar to Andy's. I don't think I feel that way, though. I felt like there was a lot of motion. I felt like the Eagles mixed up their formations a lot more, a lot of trips. I didn't feel like it was the same old offense.
Well, just a couple of years ago, Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs offense, they didn't throw a touchdown to a wide receiver. Yesterday, we saw Carson Wentz take shots down the field, getting his wide receivers involved, and that comes strictly from Doug Peterson. He did a great job of mixing things up. And as the game went on, I mean, at the beginning, he started slow with Carson Wentz, kind of baby-fed him, spoon-fed, just as slowly at times. And then as the game went on, he opened the offense up. He saw that Carson was handling things greatly, and he continued to give him more and more and more. Carson did a great job of handling it. The team around him did a great job of supporting him.
We didn't talk about the running backs. We will a little bit later. The Eagles got a bunch of yards on the ground. Ryan Matthews ran hard. Kenyon Barner explosive. The Eagles with a time of possession of more than 39 minutes. That is just great to see because it's back to football here in Philadelphia. We're going to talk about our breakthrough performances in a bit. But first, when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the defense and the special teams. Don't forget about the contributions that they made in this total team victory. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Acme. Shop the Eagles item of the week all season long, and you can enter for a chance to win one of several prizes, including Eagles tickets, Acme shopping sprees, or a chance for your child to be the kickoff kid at an Eagles game.